Hello everyone, I'm Jason, the creator of the Army Showcase and host of the Tabletop Battlefield, and this is a quick tip to give your figures a grassland base. Alrighty, you need a couple things here to complete this project. One, you're going to need two colors of paint. One's going to be your base dirt color. For these Lord of the Rings figures I've got in front of me, I'm going to use the natural brown color, some of the dirt we have here on Earth. But if you're doing some sci-fi game like 40K or something, you can really get away with using just about any base color you want, because this could be taking place in some crazy far-off alien world that has just weird colors of dirt that we obviously don't have here on Earth. The second color you're going to need is black, because what you're going to do is actually apply several layers of paint. The first one's going to be the darkest, and the second one's going to be a little lighter, and the third and fourth ones, however many you want to go up to, are going to be a little bit lighter than that. So you're going to use the black, obviously, to make the base color a little bit darker for each layer of paint. Next up here, you're going to be using some type of flocking. I choose to use the Woodland Scenics flocking, because you're going to find this stuff for model railroading is a lot cheaper than anything Games Workshop manufactures. And it comes in a variety of different colors of green. I just got a very dark green color here. So depending on the color of your grass fuel you want to put in your figures, you're going to choose the proper flocking color. I've got ballast. Ballast is used in model railroading. It's actually tiny little stones that are put along the track of the model railroad. And that's going to be used to make little rocky grounds your figure is standing on. And once again, this comes in a variety of colors. I just use a standard gray because I'm going to actually end up painting this in several different colors. So if you want to use a different color of ballast, you can, but it's not necessary because you're probably going to end up painting it. You've got rock debris here. These are a little bit larger chunks of rock. If you see on this figure, I've already done. I got a small pile of rocks next to his feet there. That's what these little pieces are. Elmer's glue is going to be used to glue on not only the flocking, the rocks, the ballast, all that kind of stuff. You've got plastic glue. That's going to be used if you want to put little flowers on, because one option is to make your things a little bit prettier. I got a plastic floral display here. You can get it from any kind of hobby shop. I got these little white flowers on the tip that I cut off and I stuck on the side of the figure, so it's kind of standing next to a small group of wild flowers. A hobby knife if you're going to work with the flowers, so you can cut them up. And of course, you're going to need something to mix your paint on, a little palette of some kind, obviously. A paper towel to dry your paints on. And also, obviously, the paint brushes for spraying the paint and the glue, and water to wash them off. So, what you might want to do, here's one little tip. I've actually got empty spice containers that I've used to put the flocking in. That's what you're going to use to sprinkle on the base. It makes life a little bit easier than trying to pour it out of that plastic bags. Okay, step one is to apply the first color of the base. This is going to be the darkest color. So what you're going to do is take a paintbrush out. You don't need to have a very detailed brush. Kind of a large one will work fine. Pull out some paint for your base color and add quite a bit of black to it. What you'll probably notice when you're done with this layers, actually there's not going to be a huge difference in color. Let me show you the two I've got here. You really can't see a huge difference in color, and that's the kind of effect you're going to go for, because the later layers are going to be a little bit lighter in color. When you're applying this layer, you want to probably be careful. Try not to get the paint all over the figure's boots or feet, but the reality is if they're treading through a muddy field, they're probably going to have dirt and mud on their boots, so it won't look terribly unnatural to see a little bit of mud or dirt on their boots. Go ahead and get your layer on here, and as I said, it's going to actually dry darker than you see it right now. So when it's done, you're probably going to get something that looks like this here. So the next step is apply the first layer of ballast. So you're going to get out another brush, and this time you're going to apply Elmer's glue to the base of the figure. And wherever you apply the Elmer's glue is where you want the ballast to be. So don't cover the entire base. You're just going to kind of go with a few patches. Let's put a little bit on that side of the base, and we'll put a little bit up here in the front also. As you can see here, I got two little patches of glue. So I got the ballast in one of these empty spice containers. I'm just going to pop it open, hold the figure over some kind of bin to collect the extra ballast that falls off. Like I use a yogurt cup here, and just pour on quite a bit of ballast. So you're going to take a little lesson learned from Bob Ross, and you're going to beat the devil out of the figure. You're going to repeatedly bash the base of the figure into the side of the yogurt cup. And this will knock off any ballast that's not glued on. So with that done, you're going to see all the areas that were just white glue are now covered in the rocky ballast. Which is going to be to actually paint the, start painting up the ballast. So what you're going to do is take your base color out again, and this time you want a little bit lighter color than what you did the entire base on. So Slap down some of your base color. You want actually a fair amount of paint here. You know, traditionally with miniature wargame paint, you don't want a lot of paint. This is the one exception to the rule, because you want to saturate these little ballast pieces with lots of paint. And just a smaller amount of black. So it's not quite the base color that you can want to use, but it's a little bit, it's still a little bit darker than the actual color would be without any black in it. And just go ahead and saturate the rocks with paint. And of course, be sure to wait until the ballast is dry before you actually do this. So it'll probably take about a few hours for your ballast to dry to the base of the figure. So you can see here, now the areas that were ballast are now covered in this kind of brown, sooty gray rock. We're going to jump to stage 4 here. And that's going to be to apply some more layers of paint to the actual ballast. So you're going to get a kind of a dry brush effect, maybe 2 or 3 more layers. This is where you actually want to go back to using only a little bit of paint. So once this initial layer is dried, you're going to go ahead and take your base color out and just mix the tiniest amount of black paint into it. So it's just maybe a tad bit darker than what it should be, because you really want it to be almost close to the normal color. And since this is dry brushing, you want to wipe off most of the paint off your base and just gently go across the areas of ballast. And so, you know, some of the rocks will turn the new color, some will stay the old color. And you're going to repeat that process one more time using the actual base color now. Don't mix any black into it this time. Just use the base color straight up. Wipe off all your excess paint. And go over it one or two more times really quickly. So I don't know how well you can see it on the YouTube video, but there's actually several layers of brown on that on the ballast. And you actually see it gives it a much more natural look because, you know, dirt's not one uniform color. Okay, step 5 is going to be to go ahead and apply the green flocking. So get a brush out here. You're going to use your Elmer's glue again. And you want to cover every area of the base that's not covered with a ballast with Elmer's glue. Because obviously these areas are now going to become the grass-covered areas. And you may even want a little bit of overlap with the areas that are covered by the grass and areas that are covered by the ballast. Just kind of give it a neat little effect. So let's go here. And now you'll be able to see. Let's hold this thing up. Every area is either covered by the brown ballast or the white glue. And you're going to go take out your spice container that contains the green base flocking of whatever color you chose. Bring your yogurt container back here that collects all the extra. And once again, hold the figure over the little container and pour out a whole bunch of flocking so every bit of glue is covered. And beat the devil out of it one more time. Hit its base back and forth against the yogurt cup sides. And that'll shake off just about all of the flocking that did not stick to any glue. And when that's done, you're going to go ahead and see how there's areas of gray and, sorry, areas of brown and areas of green. Now, this brings us to the very last step you're going to do is actually apply some little details to the base of the figure. Let's try just applying a few of these little rock debris on. So what you're going to do is take a very small detailed brush and just get a little bit of glue into it. And just dab on glue in really one or two little spots. You don't want to put very much on. Because obviously these areas are where the rock debris is going to go on. And you see here, if you look very carefully, you see there's two areas of white glue along the base. And we're going to go into our rock debris bag. Sprinkle a little bit out. And just very gently put about 2 or 3 rocks in each segment. And you're really just going to let it dry for a few hours. And this figure will be just about ready to go. And obviously, you can be creative too. You know, like I said, you could add some of those little flowers onto the base, or maybe you could use sticks or little other types of little flowering stuff that you find outside or in stores or whatnot. So be creative, and it'll give your fingers a really cool looking base, and they'll be ready to play. I'm Jason. Thanks for watching this quick tip. And for more information on the world of miniature wargaming, such as more modeling ideas, custom scenarios, tactics, and reviews, check out the Army Showcase and Tabletop Battlefield at www.tabletopbattlefield.com.
Copyright 2007 Rockwell Software, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License.
The intro music Down With Everything is by The Transfer and is acquired from www.podsafefighter.com and is used under a Creative Commons license.